It is 8:53, and joining me here in the studio is Katie Texas.
Hey, good morning.
Or are you a lot of paint buckets today?
You know, I'll take either one. You may call me Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, yes. Rutabaga Queen, and of course, part of the Kinetic Universe. And the Kinetic Universe is putting on, once again, the Kinetic Classic. This is a kid-powered art race.
Yeah, and this year we have moved it to a more central location up in Eureka. We're going to be holding it at the amphitheater next to the Adorney Center and Halverson Park.
People are saying, what amphitheater? It's that little, that says the Sacco Amphitheater. It's at, it's kind of like a little place where there's, you've never seen anything there. I don't think there's any performances at the Sacco Amphitheater, but there's like little seats that kind of go up.
We decided there should be something there.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Would be good. Yeah, there's a nice bit of path there and some grass, and we're going to set up a rally course and have the kids racing their wheeled, kid-powered art contraptions.
And so they race from there to where the bridge and back. Yeah,
there's just kind of a circle there in front of the amphitheater. Uh-huh. It's a short course. They may do it a couple times.
Okay. All right. And so are the kids supposed to build their contraptions?
There are actually three different categories. The first category for the youngest participants is the Rutababy Buggy Bouncers.
Ah.
And that's kids minus 9 months to preschool. And
so basically, if you are pregnant...
Or you think you might be pregnant.
Maybe you've missed a period. Boom. You're in.
Decorate your belly.
That's right.
And march in the parade. Last year, we had some really adorable participants, some mommy and me day out classes, and they all got together and made little decorations for their strollers. Lots of little monkeys and lions. It was very cute.
Nice.
And then the next category up is the Rutabaga Rally, and that's the slightly older kids, K through third grade, and they're going to decorate whatever they usually use for transportation, their bicycles, scooters, roller skates, and go through a little obstacle course that we're going to have set up there.
Okay.
And then the third category for the even older kids is where you get to the actual building of a mini kinetic. And that's the push cart kinetic dash. And it's kind of like a soapbox race, but without the hill. So teams are made up of two kids and however many helpers they want. And one kid rides in the contraption and the other kid pushes it. And it has to steer and stop. And that's the only requirement. It doesn't have to have pedals. And so they go through the course. They run. The pusher pushes the cart and then lets go. And then the kinetic cart has to make it all the way to the finish line safely and stop.
Nice.
Yes. And of course, there's plenty of pageantry, lots of singing and costumes and dancing. We will have living obstacles on the Rutabaga Rally. Some clowns are going to come down and provide obstacles and gentle harassment for the children.
So, yeah, now we know the real kinetic. There's bribery involved. Can the kids bribe as well?
Oh, well, you know, I will always accept a bribe. That's just fine. And there will be judges out there. But kids can get away with a lot by just being darn cute.
Yeah, they got that going for them.
That is their main bribe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the entry fees for the whole race are going to be donations for local family services. So a new pair of kids' socks or shoes, a gently used toy, or a non-perishable food item.
That's wonderful. That is great.
We try to do something nice while we are getting the kids hooked on kinetic racing.
That is right. We get them started early, and when they get a little bit older, it's like, now I'm going to move to the big leagues.
I feel like this is a good step-up program. They get into the pageantry first, do something a little fun, get the attention, and the next thing you know, they're building, and the next thing you know, they're building the big ones.
That's right. And that's coming up soon.
Yeah, the Kinetic Grand Championship. Memorial Day weekend, 25, 26, 27 of May. Starts in Arcata, goes to Ferndale. If you've never seen it, what are you, hiding under a rock?
Yeah, anyone who's never seen it obviously has never lived here before.
Apparently not.
They've just moved here. And so they will be inundated come Memorial Day weekend. But this is a great gateway to Kinetics. Get the kids involved. And can they sign up in advance for this?
They can. There's rules and registration forms on the website, or they can just come to the Sacco Amphitheater on Eureka's Waterfront Drive, Sunday, May 12th. That's Mother's Day. Bring mom out for special treats. The race is going to start at 1 o'clock, so we start registration at noon. And if you go on to our website, which is kineticclassic.org, there is a little section for each of the different categories. So pick your age category, go in there, and you'll find rules and directions.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Is there anything we missed out on this?
I'd just like to point out that now there is no point between conception and death when you can't participate in a human-powered art event put on by Kinetic Universe.
I like it.
Me too.
I like it. You've covered all bases.
I'm trying.
Katie Texas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff.